Can be on the
phone. Hello?
Hello, Calvin?
Hello, Calvin?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you anymore. Okay.
Okay.
Did you have a question about the exposure to herbicides, benzene, and Agent Orange?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say no to those?
Yeah.
And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
And where did you purchase it from?
Walmart.
And do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
You said what now?
Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Receipts or empty bottles? That I don't know. Because, you know, I usually dispose of that stuff there. I don't usually keep it around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you use, I dispose of it.
Okay, no worries. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
What is your current job title?
Custodian.
And your current employer?
Macon County Board of Education.
And do you have an employer address?
I got it on hand here. Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Was it Macon County, M-A-C-O-N?
Yes.
Right. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
What me?
Mom had an appointment up there on Run Rod.
And what she said about?
Talk about Daddy could have went with him up there. But he had his appointment for the interview at 3 o'clock. Mom knew all this. And she talking about she knew that she could have got from work. That was fine anyway. She should have did it anyway. Mm. Don't pin on nobody to do that for your child.
No.
You get off and be off when you have to get off and do your business. So you're supposed to do the same thing for your child, right? You don't wait on nobody to do that.
Like I said,
Rainbow
was for me and him. And you?
Okay, Marple that took.
Right. I ain't gonna start my appointment for you.
I know. Oh, that was your
appointment. Yeah. I ain't
gonna start my
appointment for you.
Marple
that
took they
just. I can't start rush and gotta take him. And then they probably ain't got the money right anyway.
They ain't got but $10.
Jeez, man. Ain't no damn money.
Man.
That was what you supposed to pay for. What if I was
30 on the I told her she ain't nobody user. That's my sister. She ain't nobody user. She a user.
Don't want to stop and then don't
want to
listen to nobody.
You all tell
everything.
Did you find
an address?
Oh, you need an address for the job.
Yeah. Or there's one on 31 Buck Creek.
That's the one. That's my job.
Okay.
And here. And let me put it on there.
And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Let's see.
He still ain't paid up. All the other time. He ain't paid up. I ain't put more junk for a little money. You can call me and tell me I did it wrong. I ain't even saying that. I'm fucking for it too.
How much time?
Six days in a heart pillar and 6 months outpatient.
Okay, you said 6 months?
That's the outpatient. 6 days in a heart pillar and 6 days outpatient. Let me make sure. Hold on.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
6 days in the hospital and 6 months outpatient.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
Have you ever been convicted of...
The only thing that I done did was of bankruptcy. That passed 10 years old, that way back.
You filed for bankruptcy 10 years ago?
It passed 10 years old.
What's that look
on? Okay. And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
It's with the hospital.
And what's the hospital's name?
Hold on a minute.
They want to know who he was, what's wrong with him. I told him, he said, we'll do something to take time. So he had no problem with your mom. I got locked up.
He was sought the medical center.
I'm sorry?
It's Phoebe Sumter Medical Center. You got it?
And what city was that in?
America's Georgia.
And can you spell that for me really quick?
What, America's Georgia?
The first part before medical center.
Hold on a minute. It's 126 U.S. Highway 280. Then I got W, America, Georgia. America, Georgia is going to be spelled. Let's see. AmeRicus. You got it?
Yes.
Going nowhere.
And then do you remember your physician's name?
It's Dr. Josie Tonga. The last name is T is in Tong O N G O I.
Okay, and when was the last time you were treated?
Hold on. February 21st, 2020.
February 21st, 2020?
Yes.
And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Let's go back over that date again. You said it was February 21st, 2020, right?
Yes.
Okay. You said how has it affected my life, the diagnosis?
Yes.
Hold on a minute.
Phone
ring.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You answer the
Hello?
You still there?
Yes.
Did you hear me?
I did not.
Hold on a minute. Hello?
Yes.
This taking too long. My phone about to go out. I'm about to call you back or something tomorrow. Okay, I got stuff to do. I can't be on that phone that long.
Oh, no. This was the last question. I didn't hear your response to how it's impacted your life. And what type of treatment have you received for non-Hodgkin's? Was it chemotherapy, radiation? Hello?
Make sure I got all of it, because you named two of them. Them two what you named, I don't have that radiation. What else you said?
Chemotherapy.
Yeah, I don't have that. And something else.
Okay, so it wasn't chemo or radiation. Was it immunotherapy?
I don't have chemotherapy, radiation, and immunotherapy.
You did not have either of those?
I had all three of them.
Oh, okay. All right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
You ready for the number?
Yes.
478. It's, what it is? 778-5713.
And what is your relationship to this person?
Friend.
And then just the first and last name.
Just the first and last name.
You got it?
What was it again?
Calvin Stoke.
Okay. This was for your emergency contact?
That's right.
All right. And then I just sent over the documents to you. You should have received it as a text link and an email link. Did you receive them?
All right, I got to get out here now, but I don't have long. My phone about to go out.
Okay. And did you receive the documents?
Did you receive the documents?
Yes.
Okay, then once you sign those and send those back, the attorneys are going to give you a call within the next few days to verify your permission and tell you the next steps, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.